Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome. Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, you know, I'm going to have a decent day out there. Weather-wise, it's going to head up to below 50s. It's going to be sunny. But we're looking at tomorrow, some rain, some heavy at times, windy. So today's a good day to get out there if you can. Looking like Tuesday's going to be warm, too. So crazy weather we have. But it does dictate a lot of different things that we do in the garden. And outside. So most of you probably have a lot of the stuff done out in the yard, but there's still time to be doing that, getting some things done, taken care of. But it's about thinking about next season as well. We talk about that. You know, we usually are looking to that next season. What can you do? What can you get ready for? And, getting ready for the next season is maybe, you know, journaling, getting some things ready, write down some things, plan the next garden. Do some of those items. Tons of ideas for that. Or, you know, getting ready for that next season with all the houseplants you have. You know, what can you do to make them better, right? What can, what signs can you see that, you know, you need to do something? I started talking about it the last hour in regards to humidity around your houseplants. You know, some of the signs in your right inside the home that could show that you need higher humidity. Some of the leaves can start to develop brown edges. Plants will begin to wilt. Some of the leaves begin to yellow. Some of the foliage becomes crispy. Those are just a couple things, but at the same time, those could mean some other things. It's not just about humidity, but those are some of the signs, right? And what can we do? And I talked about, adding some water to the area with pebbles in it. Well, the more you think about it, you might just say, well, just a tray with pebbles and water might not be the nicest look in the area. Well, there's another way to do it. So instead of just leaving that tray like that, fill the base of that tray with rocks, and then don't fill it all the way above the rocks. Fill it just below the bottom of the rocks. Put your plant on top of it. That creates a nice humidity tray versus, having it just sitting there to get that moisture. So it kind of fades in with your other plants. You don't want to use the tray or something along those lines. Just mist your plants in an area. It's temporary. It's not like a long-term thing. But that's something that you could do. Another thing you could do, this easy way to do it, just get a humidifier, put it in the area. I like the idea of adding the pebble trays, adding a couple of them, because you don't really see them. It's also a little bit decorative, right? You don't just have to get the plastic trays. You can get a nice, you know, the ceramic, like tray, fill that with pebbles. Put a couple plants on top of it. Almost look like you're making a dish garden above everything. But, you know, a lot of plants do love it. That's why you like to group those plants around each other so that they can feed off each other. That's what I was talking about earlier. They're not feeding technically, like, fertilizer-wise. They're feeding off of each other's, like, microclimate. You're creating that little microclimate to allow them to work with each other, right? Like I said, some of the misting, you know, you'd have to do it a little bit more often than like a pebble tray or a humidifier. But those are some options. So I wanted to, you know, bring those up because I think, you know, as we get inside more with our plants, what else can we do? You know, a lot of the houseplants will prefer actually like 40 to 60% humidity, which is much higher than most of our homes, especially when we're, you know, you have a, say you have a fireplace or you're running the furnace, the air dries out a bit. So there's not that humidity. So that's just something that kind of gets lost with some of the houseplants when you bring them in. We know about, you know, light, what we want to do. We know about we're, you know, watering a little bit less. We're not fertilizing as much. We know all those things. But what are some of the things to do? And like I said, adding humidity and grouping your plants together so they can work with each other to build that humidity is definitely a huge thing when it comes to your house plants. So just want to pass that along because, you know, I learned it a couple years ago just from working at the garden center, just seeing a lot of the plants growing, talking with people and kind of understanding what needs to happen. And this humidity thing was like, wow, that's an easy one to fix. So we should definitely work on it. As I talked about, you know, your house plants, they don't need as much fertilizer this time of year. They're, you know, having a dormant period, if you will. You know, they're not that dormant period where they do nothing and they just fade into, you know, the pot. But they're still growing, but they just need a little bit cooling off period. They're not ones, a lot of those houseplants, you know, they're obviously growing throughout the year. But during the warmer seasons, the, you know, summer, spring, early fall, they're using that growth. And then in the winter, they slow down, rejuvenate, so that next season, they can start building up more growth for you and put more effort into that. It's the same thing with a lot of different plants. You know, it's the same thing if you look at bulbs. I'm sure a lot of you have planted bulbs this season. You know, your tulips, daffodils, just to name a few. You know, some hyacinths, some other things. But you plant them now so they have that dormant period, that winter cooling period, and then they start back up in the spring and then come back with you. It's that dormant period that a lot of plants need. So, you know, we kind of look at it and say, well, you know, it's the winter, they're going to go dormant anyways. Well, It's almost like built in that that's what they need to do, so they can rejuvenate for the next season. They're still working. The plant is still alive. It's just in a slower rate. You know, focused a little bit more on its roots, but just kind of easing down on a lot of the growth. And so that's kind of the same thing when it comes to your house plants inside. You know, some are going to obviously grow and continue on, but the majority of the plants just need that little bit of time to just slow down a little bit, take it a little bit easier. You know, the sun's not out as much. The days are a little bit less, you know, sunnier, you know, the light less. So it's kind of how it is, that dormancy period. And you just need to add a few things. And like I said, the humidity is a huge thing to be adding to your houseplants. So, you know, we can talk about it even more as we go out through the season, through that winter season. But it is something that, you know, I definitely think is needed. And like I said, I only learned it a few years ago. You know, I understand the humidity level prior to it, but just what else we can do to make some houseplants really get into it. So just some thoughts for you, especially if you've picked up more houseplants this year than a normal year. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's going to be a nice day out there, nice and sunny. Sun's starting to pop out here. It was a bit cold this morning when I woke up. It was about 30 degrees. Not going to ever get used to that, even though it's winter. But that cold weather is here for the morning, but warm up during the day. So you'll definitely be able to get outside. You know, I talked about it a few times already. Getting some of that wilt stop or wilt proof if you haven't sprayed. Today's a good day to do it. Give it some time to dry out before tomorrow's rain. But it will stay on there, last up to 3 to 4 months to help protect your plants. So definitely something to be thinking about with your evergreens. You've already started to notice on some of the cold days, you know, my rhododendrons, I know how cold it is just based on what they look like. When I look out the window and I see them curled up and basically vertical, up and down, and they're curled, that means it's real cold. And dress real warm. Where if they're kind of out there, it's a little bit moderate at this time of the year, where it could be, you know, 30s, 40s, maybe even to the 50s. So, but that protection of the wilt proof will get them so that moisture stays in there. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I talked about it last hour, but I'm going to talk about it again, and I'll talk about it in the next couple hours, just so everybody knows. The Christmas wreaths this season, unfortunately, will not be done. My brother Jason has moved on from the company that he was working with the past few years. They were doing the Christmas wreaths and sending them out. We had been doing them as a family for over 25 years. Just not able to do it. Not enough time in the day for any of us. Like I said, my brother Jason was one of the ones who had continued on with this, with the company he was working for, but moved on to bigger and better things and is so busy with the florist company that he works with, which is Fleur de Lis Florist out of Maine. So he's just been so busy, there's just not enough time to do that. So unfortunately this season we won't be able to get anything out there for you, and I'm not sure in the foreseeable future that it will happen, unfortunately. That being said, I definitely recommend going to a local garden center, picking up from there, or say you wanted to send something to somebody, find a garden center online that's close to the people that, you know, you want it to deliver it to. See if they'll do a delivery of something along those lines. They might have some other options. A lot of companies have adapted to what's going on in the world to get some of those things to happen. So definitely try it out. You know, try a florist. Maybe a florist can do something along those lines in the area to make everybody happy. I definitely, you know, wish we could be doing something along those lines, but just not enough time in the days to be doing those Christmas wreaths. So not sure if they'll be back with the parent family at any point in the near future. So I definitely think you should go to a local garden center, local florist, you know, shop local, help those out, to keep them going. So next season they can bring you those vegetables in the spring. They can bring you those flowering plants. They can do all those things to continue on during that next season. So I definitely, I feel bad that we can't do them because we've gotten so many emails. At this point, I can't even count how many emails we've gotten in regards to them. But we just not enough time in the day to get those done. So I do apologize. But, like I said, shop local. Find a garden center near you. I bet you you'll be just as happy. It won't be the same handmade ones from us, but at least they'll bring some sort of cheer at this time of the year, where we all need, some cheer for this season. We need 2020 to be over so that we can start fresh and start a new season. That's that. If you have some questions, you can give us a call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show, a couple, over 2.5 hours here left. So if you have some questions, we've got some open lines, but we can help you out, do everything we can to help you be successful. If it's not for what's going on in the plants now, maybe it's for next season. What can you do for your plants, your hydrangeas at this time of the season? Did they bloom this year? What happened? What can we do to fix that? I know we have some questions on those things. Some of the hydrangeas, hopefully you didn't cut back some of the blue hydrangeas. You kind of just let them go at this point. Don't cut them back to the ground. Allow them to get back into sticks, and they don't look like much during the winter, but that next season will be better off for you. And a lot of those blue hydrangeas, don't be pruning them in the spring first thing either. So I get a few questions on that with any of the blue type hydrangeas. A lot of times you're just pruning them after they flower, letting that flowering happen, then pruning them and working on from there. Because sometimes when you prune, or the majority of the time when you prune early spring, you're cutting off the blossoms for that season. Or if you prune late in the season, after blooming's been done for a while, that type of thing, it might affect next year's growth. So sometimes just leaving those sticks is what you got to do when it comes to a hydrangea. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We'll get back more of your questions, more information that you can be doing with your garden. So hang tight. We'll be back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran expressed fury over the killing of their top nuclear scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, blaming it on Israel and the United States. His death may complicate President-elect Biden's intent to restore the Iranian nuclear deal. An unidentified American official, along with two other intelligence officers, said that Israel was behind the attack on the scientist. It was unclear how much the United States may have known about the operation beforehand. San Francisco's mayor, London Breed, announced on Twitter Saturday, because of a surge in coronavirus cases, they're going to place the city back in the state's most restrictive purple tier, signaling new rules starting Monday. The city also issued a travel advisory warning residents not to travel outside the country. Mayor Breed also included, "I don't know how to be more clear. This is the most dangerous time we face during this pandemic. Do not travel or gather with others." Last night's Mike Tyson-Roy Jones Jr. boxing match ended in a draw. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accuses four firms in China and Russia of transferring sensitive technology and items to Iran's missile program. The United States on Friday announced economic sanctions on Chinese and Russian companies that Washington said had supported the development of Iran's missile program. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court dismissed a Republican lawsuit seeking to invalidate more than 2.5 million votes cast by mail in the general election. Justices on the state's high court ruled unanimously late Saturday that Republican petitioners waited too long to file their suit against Act 77, the 2019 law that established universal mail voting in Pennsylvania.
The rebels are alert to our presence and will also gain our light speed too close to the system.
He felt surprised, but why
is as clumsy as he is stupid?
Although James Earl Jones provided the voice for the space villain, it was David Prowse, 6'7" frame, that hid beneath Vader's armor in the Star Wars franchise. In 2018, David was in a battle with prostate cancer and was announced Sunday he has died. He was 85 years of age. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ed's in Boston.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I've enjoyed listening to you and your father for oh so very many years.
Excellent.
I have a number of grape hyacinths and daffodils that are growing around a Japanese maple tree. I was rather surprised earlier this year when the grape hyacinths started to show more foliage in August and September. The bulb company said not to worry about it, but before the winter came, I should cover them up with a couple of inches of mulch. A couple of questions. Can I use the leaves from the Japanese maple as the mulch? I know you'd mentioned a couple of weeks ago to be cautious lest animals go creeping through leaves, but I don't know. I haven't seen any animals that I don't want around, and yeah. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, so you can definitely use them that are on there. Those leaves can be used for that without a problem. What I just worry about is, the mice, the small rodents looking for building homes. They'd be looking more at your, like, shrubs in versus trees or that type of thing.
Yeah.
They like to go towards the roses, some of the, azaleas, those things that there's going to be more to it, right?
Okay. I don't have any shrubs.
Oh, perfect. So just having that Japanese maple, those leaves, you can cover it with that. But any leaves will do, honestly, to cover it. Just giving it that couple extra inches of insulation. That's what you're looking to do, is just protect that growth and make sure that, it just stays protected.
Great. And another quick question,
sure.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
I have some hardy chrysanthemums, which, well, they haven't gotten any enough real sun. But can I save them over the winter?
Yeah, you can definitely try without an issue, bringing them in, you know, inside.
I can't bring anything in.
Okay.
I don't have... South End condos don't have a lot of extra room.
Yeah, gotcha. So, you know, you can try and save them outdoors, but you're going to need to cover those up. They might not necessarily come back. So sometimes they're almost considered biannual,
mm-hmm.
Where they might come back a second season. They might not. But protecting them, making sure that the root system is protected. On those, you know, maybe adding some mulch or adding some, you know, some of the leaves, just something to keep the soil insulated.
Okay.
And when I say insulated, I'm not looking for the plant to stay warm, the root system to stay warm all season. All I'm trying to do is allow it to stay the same temperature during the season, so you don't get that freeze-thaw effect.
Yeah.
That freeze-thaw effect is what will kill the plants. And that's why, you know, that you recommend, we recommend, you know, adding mulch or adding leaves, adding something mm-hmm. on some of these plants to protect them. So that mm-hmm. temperature, when it freezes, it stays frozen.
Yep.
So that's the meaning behind it.
Great. Well, thank you so very, very much. My plants will appreciate it.
No
so
problem.
Do I.
No problem, Ed. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, yeah, you know, using what you already have as an insulator is perfect. Using some of those leaves, you know, getting them in the areas. You know, once they get a little bit wet, they will stick a little bit more in those areas. Sometimes when they dry out, when we don't have a lot of moisture, you know, they might blow away. So the rain that we're getting tomorrow and maybe later in the week and what we had this past week already is very helpful. Allows those leaves to stick in one area. So, you know, if it's up against a wall or something where it's not as windy, perfect. Makes it easier. But that's just some of the things to think about when you're using leaves. You know, they dry out, right? They're not on a plant to hold that moisture in. So you might need to do something to keep them in that area. Maybe it's adding a little bit of mulch on top of the leaves, allowing it over time to break up like compost. So just something to think about when you're using them, when you're using leaves, you know, they will dry out. They might crinkle during that time, but if you have enough of them to help cover, perfect. Use what nature has given you. You know, in the forest, right, leaves fall and they go into the ground. They don't get blown up, you know, by a blower. They don't get raked. They just sit on the soil. They compost back into the earth to help those trees long term, right? So, you know, we can be using those in our gardens and using them as that free mulch, free cover. You know, maybe it's adding them to the compost pile to get them to break down a little bit. Using a compost accelerator at this point from Espoma. They have a great product that helps build that compost, so it just starts it up right. It helps build it up and get the heat in there and accelerate the process. So maybe it's doing something like that. I know a lot more of you are looking at things to do to recycle, keep things, you know, water, rain barrels, right, composters. Composters that you can turn or flip are perfect to allow you to mix the compost as it's going, allowing it to move that heat around, because that's what we're looking for in a compost. We're looking for it to warm up, basically cook. That's what we want on the inside. We don't want it to get too hot because it can start fires inevitably long term. But the idea is we want that center to cook, right? We don't want the pink center like we have on our steaks, we want to have that center, you know, completely cooked all the way through to create that compost. So that's what, you know, something maybe you could be adding those leaves, adding the garden clippings, making that pile. And like I said, they make a lot of compost bins that turn now that you can just spin. And that's to help keep that flow going, mix it up, get those things going. You know, maybe you're using some of the extra, you know, parts of the dinner. Your vegetable cuttings. When you cut your vegetables up, use the scraps from that, adding that to compost to go over some time. So, just something to think about. I know a lot of you have started to do, but reusing that next year is definitely would be incredible to do. If you guys have some questions, you can call us, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show. We were going to have Victoria on this week. Something came up, so they won't be on with us. But natural alternatives, we can definitely talk about some of the things that they have that we normally would. You know, looking at you know, some of their ice melt going forward. We talked about it last week. We talked about what it does, the different styles of it. But, you know, we need to be prepared for what could happen, right? So getting some of that ice melt in the home ready for if it does snow. Natural Alternatives will deliver it right to the home, you know, through the mail. But it takes a couple days to get an order in. Say you were to get an order in tomorrow or online today. They usually are turning it around in a day or two and then sending it out so you'd have it by the end of the week. So I had heard somebody had said there was snow in the forecast. I looked around, not there. So, but I want to be prepared, so I'll get some of that anyways. You just heard we do have a call, so I want to get back to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Max is in Massachusetts.
Max, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've got a garden in the community garden.
Yep.
And I've got club root on all my brachias. So any suggestions? They want us to be organic, of course.
Yeah. What's it on? I'm sorry.
All my brachias, cabbages, Brussels sprouts, broccoli.
Oh, okay. So usually one of the things to do with it, with anything along those lines, is rotating the gardens as part of it, and not using that.
It's hard to do. It's 15 by 30, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of ways to get rid of it without using, you know, anything heavy. So, you know, there are some soil drenches out there. The most of them are synthetics. I'm trying to think if there is a synthetic that you could be using in the soil. Not synthetic, an organic for this. Because a lot of times, you know, we're trying to pre-treat to this to get it so that it will affect it. But, it, you know, it might be something we need to use while it's actually growing, while the cabbages are growing, while they're, you know what I mean? It's because there's not a lot of organic systemics where you can put into the soil to take care of that now to make sure it doesn't come in. You could look at, you know, kind of replacing some of the soil. That would be a very organic way of doing it. You know, if you could use something in the soil, the product, you know, some of the products that I've looked at would be more synthetic. Just trying to, top of my head here, it's more like the systemic, there's a systemic granules, there's a systemic insecticide.
It's a fungus, right?
Yeah, but there's, the systemic insecticide, we'll get rid of that, but it's also, it does have some of that. The one, like, spray you could use for the fungus during the growing season that is organic would be, like, copper fungicide. They also,
okay.
Bonide has a product called Revitalize Biofungicide for a lot of these. A lot of diseases, funguses, etc., that could be used right up until the day of harvest, but you want to start that early. What I want you to do, just hang tight with me, Max, so I can, I want to do a little bit of research on the Bonide website to see if I have something that's systemic that we could try to get down there now or early spring. So hang tight. We're going to go to a break.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Max in regards to club root on his cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, those types of things. I do apologize, Max. I was thinking of something else in my head while we were talking and wasn't even thinking that it was this. So I went off on the systemics and everything. So I do apologize on that. So with club root, so the biggest thing is right from the beginning, like we said, is crop rotation, because club root can actually sit in the soil between 7 and 10 years. So the susceptible plants like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, those types of things could get it year after year. Not the easiest way to manage it. There's no real great systemic that will kill it, as it is a soil borne. Some of the things that they, you know, some suggestions is club root doesn't live well in more alkaline soil. It wants, it loves acidic soil, okay? And so maybe raising the pH in that area to get it above 7, so it's more alkaline, can help really control that club root. So adding some lime in the area at this point, you could put this down now, definitely. So that would be one thing. Another thing that I would look at doing is, it has it just been in one area?
No, pretty much everybody in the community garden has it.
Okay. So This is one of the reasons why I was asking that, is if it was in that one area, what they say to do to get rid of the club root is for a like a six-week span, maybe a little bit longer, is covering those with like a clear plastic to heat up the soil. Right, so like a 4 to 6 week span, covering the area with a a clear plastic tarp during the hottest part of the season. So, you know, July, August, right? Cover the area, allow the sun to bake on it. It will get rid of some of the funguses, some of the, you know, other insects. It'll also get rid of weed seeds, that type of thing. So there are other bonuses to it. But what it's really doing is trying to cook that fungus out of the soil.
So maybe I'll build a raised bed, add some new soil, treat it with limestone additive, and after the spring, cabbages are done, cover it with plastic, and let it bake the rest of the season.
Yeah, so that's
better luck.
Yeah, so that's one of the big things. The other thing is when any of the plants are affected, right, removing them as quickly as possible, right, and anything you've used, the shovel, you know, pruners, anything like that, sterilize that, okay, using one part bleach, four parts water after use, because it can sit on that plant, that tool that you used. So when you go back in a different area, you can just move it from one place to another as well. Okay, so this isn't the easiest one to get rid of by any means. This is not an easy one at all.
Maybe they're just going to die.
Yeah, so I think by putting that tarp down in the hot season is going to help you. You can add the the limestone at this point to get it into it, but moving to a raised bed might be effective for next season. But I would, if you're talking with the community garden, anybody who's had it in some of those areas, looking at raising the pH throughout the whole thing, and trying to, use that plastic tarp to cook the areas to get rid of it long term.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. I'll make it a project for next year.
All right, Max. Well, good luck.
Hey, thanks for your advice. I appreciate it. Come on.
No problem. You have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few to start off the 8 o'clock hour. Hang tight. We'll be back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.